Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF. No Lou today. Lou is taking a week off, so it's just Christian and I and a bunch of people, as you know, working in the summertime, are going to be all dropping into the studio during the course of the week. So earlier today, because we were talking about this Redskins, we mentioned the fact that this is just the beginning. If anybody thinks that they're just going to eliminate the Redskins and everybody is going to be satisfied out there, you're crazy. And I don't think these teams that we're about to throw out to you that we already listed back and forth with our OMF mascot death graph. Sounds a little gory itself.
It is. It's basically all the teams that have, I guess, names that could be considered offensive or officially on the clock. Remember Colin Kaepernick clock?
Yeah, but every team could be, I could find offensive. I could find a way to find Dodgers offensive. Yes?
Sure.
How about Jets? Ooh, I can find them offensive.
Angry.
Right.
Makes me angry just hearing you say it out loud.
You know, Jets have been used as weapons before with terrorists. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can look at this stuff, and that's what people are doing right now. It's not a matter of, and we start with the Redskins, because there was not this hue and cry for 10 years with Native Americans bitching about the franchise name. It was people out there searching for it, and I imagine there were some Native Americans who were offended by it. But we're now looking for it. And so you thought I was crazy with the number one pick in the OMF mascot death draft. I picked the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, I think you're a victim of the moment. Because
no, the moment is everything
but hold on,
when it comes to this.
Listen to the premise, though. I don't know if you know what the premise is exactly. Because the premise is the draft, we are picking based on who we think will be the next team
Correct.
To be forced to change their name.
I got that.
And you think that the first team after the Redskins is going to be the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, and I would say 3 months, 4 months ago, if you had said that to me or I made that statement, I would say that fat guy on the radio is crazy. He's out of his freaking mind. A woke newspaper here in this country.
Sure.
And they have just gone through the Redskins thing. They've already moved on. They have already killed off the Redskins. So now they're moving on. Their opinion, our column today, they're saying the Texas Rangers, next one to go. And then they give you a history lesson on the Rangers and the white supremacy. And, oh, it all fits in to everything that's going
on
right
Rangers?
Now.
Wait, why? Or what is it?
They took
about
down
the
a statue
name?
Here a couple weeks ago. Texas Ranger statue.
Okay, but you're going to have to educate me on this. What is it about a Ranger who, here's what I think a Ranger is. You know, like Texas Walker Ranger, whatever that guy is. Walker Texas Ranger. He's like a police officer. He's like a lone wolf
that's what it is.
A hat and
that's
a
what it is.
Cool looking badge.
By the way, that show, you'll never see that show again.
Why not? There's a lot of karate fighting going on in there. It's awesome.
No, you're never going to see that again. That's out.
So tell me, what is it about? I'm not even kidding. What is it about?
Well, I never looked at it this way, but people are looking at stuff much differently these days than we've ever looked at stuff before. But apparently, Texas Rangers, according to the Washington Post today, has a history of white supremacists and taking out minorities. And it fits into everything that's going on right now in society. And that's why, yes, I moved them up to the number one team.
I think you got a little bit too excited, because I think In my
it's all
draft,
about the moment.
No,
you
pick.
Don't understand. It's all about the moment because 3 months ago, the Redskins were not going anywhere. When do you think they made a decision to scrap the
last
or,
week.
Excuse me, to retire the Redskins?
Last week.
This week. 2 days ago. Three days ago.
I would say
because of the moment.
You're right. You're right because the movement to change the name had kind of died out. So I would say it's not the Rangers, though, because I think the pole position is owned by one team and one team only. And it's your Cleveland Indians. I think the I think they're next on the clock. Like they're up. Cleveland Indians, you have the pick. What would you like to change your name to? That to me is an easy one. And if you want to go into to a deeper dive and you want to use the Florida State Seminoles, you want to use the Chiefs. That's another one. I think you had them. You picked them.
I did.
Oh, you picked the Chiefs,
yeah, I think they're
the Braves
too.
And the Rangers.
Right. And I'll give you another one. And nobody's talking about them, but they probably will. And again, 3-4 months ago, if you brought this up, I'd say you're crazy. And that's Patriots. I mean, when did you ever think that people would be taking down statues of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, I get it.
Thomas Jefferson. Now, Confederate generals, I could see that happening, okay? But you could never see... You know, presidents, the great fathers of our nation, but now we have realized that they own slaves. And so when you put patriots into this, patriots own slaves. I think it's crazy, but I think it's a possibility right now.
So you think because all our founding fathers are patriots, like Andrew Jackson, who's a scum of the earth, he's a patriot, right? So the Patriots, the name Patriot, represents all those founding fathers that owned slaves, that did bad things.
Christian, did you ever think the statues of Washington and Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson would be coming down?
No, I did not.
So I didn't either. And so when that happens,
new normal.
It's all different. And so people look at stuff differently. And you don't think they're going to look at the Patriots differently? And by the way,
I think that's
the rest
stretch.
Of the country already hates the Patriots. So they may already be in trouble there.
Well, I would also say, so if that's the case, so if we're going to live in that imagination land that you love to kind of, you know, frequent, then why wouldn't the Notre Dame Fighting Irish? Why wouldn't the Notre Dame Fighting Irish? Why wouldn't they change their name? Or the Boston Celtics?
Because Lou Holtz
Celtics.
Won't allow it. Lou Holtz is not going to allow it. He's going to fight it.
Lou Holtz tells me.
Lou Holtz is going to fight it.
Wait, have you heard the... Wait, so Lou Holtz... Because this is...
Lou Holtz.
We're joking, but we're serious. So this is an actual thing. I think the Lou Holtz actually was asked this question, and he was not happy about the thought of getting rid of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish logo.
Coach, I want to quickly get to your view on the now push to get Notre Dame to reconsider the Fighting Irish nickname, okay? As a former coach at Notre Dame, what are your thoughts on that? Apparently that's now politically incorrect.
They were named the Fighting Irish because the Ku Klux Klan tried to attack the Catholics. They went down and fought the Ku Klux Klan. That's where the name the Fighting Irish came. Next thing you're going to tell me, they want to topple my statue at Notre Dame. That's when I would really get mad.
So he had to bring some humor into it because, God forbid, Lou Holtz stay serious for more than, you know, 15 seconds.
Glenn, that's where the name the Fighting Irish came.
Well, I mean, he's got a point. So so they've named her the Fighting Irish. As silly as it is, it really is a legit, you know, issue. If you're the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, aren't you proactively trying to figure out ways how to protect your logo and your trademark and everything that Fighting Irishman represents?
Yes.
You should.
Yeah.
I think every team, I would even add this into the mix. Even teams, college teams or pro teams, it's really just college teams. I can't think of a pro team that has a live mascot. College teams that have a live mascot, they're coming for your live mascot. Bevo, University of Texas. UGA down in Georgia. Who else? Ralphie at the University of Colorado. I'm sure there's a duck or there's a University of Washington. The Huskies, they have a dog out there.
There's three buffaloes left on the planet. One of them runs around from Colorado.
And it's the best college football experience in the nation.
Mike the Tiger.
LSU. They've been trying to get rid of him for a while.
Oh, yeah. PETA hates.
Who else is there?
Now, the Celtics actually have a live person dressed as a mascot. Are they going to have to release him back into the wild, too, with their other leprechauns?
Yeah, the question is, where would he go? Yeah. You mean there's no
back
pot of
their leprechauns?
There's no pot of gold, guys. I was just dressing make-believe.
But this is just the start of it, guys. We're gonna go through this now for the next few years. People are going to be debating this, and whether there's any legitimacy to it. And the problem is that you can always find something offensive to somebody. Correct?
Yes.
Who makes that judgment? Who makes the judgment? Sponsors.
Oh well, the Redskins found that out.
Yep.
So the Redskins who were not going to do anything. Were approached by FedEx because the FedEx really didn't say change it or else. They just subtly kind of hinted that they're probably going to remove their name from the stadium.
Except they're paying $205 million for long-term naming rights to the stadium out there in Landover. So if FedEx decides that they're going to balk out of it and they find some clause on the contract to do so, then they're out, then you've got to go find $205 million from somebody else in the middle of a controversy. Good luck. And they know that. Because think about this, Christian. How much do you think it's going to cost Washington franchise to change everything? Everything, the entire stadium, everything. What are they going to do with all of the framed pictures they have all over the place that all have guys wearing those old helmets?
Well,
are they going to leave those?
Do we have to digitize them and like those old black and white movies and they colorized them? Is that what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to change the look? No, we're not doing that. That's not changing, right? I mean, actually, you know what? Maybe they are. I actually don't know. The facility they have is really old. It really needs to be redone. And there are a bunch of pictures, just like the Patriots. I guess they need to remove the Patriots because that's offensive.
Well, I worry about it because I think right now things have changed. And I also think that there are people right now that are just tired of it and they're giving up. So they're willing right now. And these people who are mob mentality that are pushing people around right now are smart. They have a great campaign going on right now and they know that they can make change. And it's working for them because people are not going to fight it.
I don't know if this makes any sense. Tyler just handed me hot off the presses. It says, what is this, Tyler? Was this something done in
Yeah, it's a DC? CBS and USA Today poll of the local residents in D.C. back in 2014, and not a whole lot of them thought it was offensive.
Yeah, but you know what? If you did the same survey today...
There's got to be one out there today, Tyler.
The question is, do you find the word Redskins to be offensive? I actually remember doing this, and they did it by race. So Caucasians, 50% of them thought it was offensive. African Americans, 60%. Hispanic, 59%. Other, 61%. So
shouldn't the people they really are polling, shouldn't they be Native Americans? Because... if it's going to insult any ethnic group, it would insult them, correct?
Actually, so Caucasians, 50% think it's offensive. African Americans, 39%, they don't. They probably weren't even paying attention to it. Hispanics, 40%, and then other 39%.
Okay, so I remember during that period
of
time.
So your Caucasians, your white folk out there find it the most offensive.
Your Caucasians out there. So, and I think that's a big part of what's going on right now. I'm not sure that the Native Americans have been screaming about this because we've seen polls in the past that they've done. There are a lot of high schools in this country. Go to Arizona and look at how many high schools are out there. They are actually on grounds of Native American land with a majority of the students who are part of the tribe, and they're called the Redskins.
But they're
proud of it.
But I would even say forget about high schools that are on, Native American soil or whatever it was. Foxborough High School. They're the Foxborough Warriors.
Yeah, but
they have the exact same logo, Glenn, as the Redskins.
Okay, but the point that I'm trying to make is that they're the ones, these tribes made the decision to call their high school team the Redskins. They did it because apparently they were proud of that nickname. So how does that suddenly become an ethnic slur? If people are actually doing it themselves to celebrate their own culture. Because that's what was. There are over 2,000 secondary schools with mascots with reference to a Native American culture. Now I'm not telling you that a majority of them are located on Native American land, but there are quite a few, and you can go through Arizona and you can go through those high schools. We've done this over the years in discussing this topic. There are quite a few of them, and they have a much different approach to it.
Yeah. I've been learning a lot about more about Native Americans because I've been watching the TV show Yellowstone.
See, that's
what Dale told me about it.
Okay,
what?
No,
but it wasn't funny.
No.
Oh yeah, sorry, insensitive. Sorry, I apologize. It's a terrible. I didn't learn anything. And are you going to continue with the logo and the name Redskin is a slur? Did it become a slur? A racial slur?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what they're saying. It's offensive.
So it's like
right?
the N word.
Well,
if it's a racial slur, yeah. I mean, what? I mean, I'm just it should be all considered the same.
But you said it earlier. This thing was over. There was no a while back. I would say 3 months, 4 months ago. Nobody was talking about this. Nobody. They had given up on this a long time ago. One, because Daniel Snyder refused to let them bowl him over. And second of all, because I just don't think there was that much of a fight out there where people were sitting there saying, this has got to happen and happen right now. I don't think it was happening. But I think you've got a mixture now of everybody wanting to change everything. And so we do have that mentality of this has got to go, that's got to go, that's got to go. I mean, you laugh at the Patriots, you laugh at the Rangers. I'm not laughing at the Rangers. The Washington Post today, their opinion in the Washington Post, the name needs to be changed. The Rangers.
Well, I would say, you know, normally, most times I would say you're full of it. This is ridiculous. However, based on, you know, the temperature in the room, and the way things are going, oh, yeah. I would say every name is on the table. You name it, it's on the table. I think it's open season. That's why we had the mascot death draft to figure out who would be next in a long line of logos and mascots that exist right now. In the next, I would call it 5 years. In 5 years, they'll all be gone. It'll either have to be, I don't even know if it can be, because like the Fighting Irish, it's not even, it's like a leprechaun. Their mascot is basically a leprechaun. You know, what is it? Lou Holtz talking about, the Fighting Irish. They were named the Fighting Irish because, you know, they fucked
off the KKK.
The KKK. Yeah. Well, but everyone looks at the Fighting Irish like luck of the Irish, like leprechauns. Like the mascot is a guy that dresses up like a leprechaun, and he has a red beard. He has the whole outfit on. He's Darby O'Gill and the little people. I mean, it's like, what are we doing?
I'm telling you, this is, if anybody thinks that this is the end of it, the Redskins, it's the start of it. And the only thing that would worry me is that what we're doing is we're creating a bigger controversy in all of this. And we saw
it.
You don't? Because I do believe that what will happen is when the fans eventually go to the games down there at FedEx Field in Landover, if it's still called FedEx Field. And then what's going to happen is you're going to have a lot of the fans are going to show up with the throwback stuff. We do it. Everybody does throwback stuff with all of the different teams. They're going to do it for a specific reason, and that is, don't you dare change the name of my franchise. And then what it's going to do is going to create a major controversy because the media will sit there and start reporting. It's like fans bringing in the Confederate flag to them.
I don't know. I don't think there's going to be a ton of pushback, Glenn. I don't think. I think the energy to remove it and the is much greater than the energy needed to keep it. And I think that the people who want to keep it, I think are kind of beat down. That's what I think.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe we're to the point where everybody's
a little exhausted by it.
Right, maybe you might be right. Maybe like, that's where
know,
we are.
I don't know what they were doing down in Texas A&M at College Station. I don't know what statue they were fighting over, but there was a statue out there that obviously somebody started an initiative to get rid of, and then a bunch of people went out there and stood in front of it to protect it. And then the people that were protecting it were standing in front of people who were just yelling at them to remove it. I mean, it gets so silly sometimes.
It's beyond silly now. It's getting to the point where it's dangerous, and there's such a split out there. That's why I think you're going to have people who are going to fight it in Washington. I don't know if it'll be the majority. We'll have to wait and see whether it'll be the majority. But I would guess that the people that are seasoned ticket holders, forget about those polls you're getting from people across the country or people even in the Washington area. The people who go to the games have gone to the games for years, and they are Redskin fans. And it's going to be very difficult for them to start showing up back at the stadium without, I'm telling you, making some type of statement by showing up with this old Washington Redskin stuff. And then what you're going to have is you're going to have an all-out controversy here, because people are going to treat it like they are bringing in, as I said, the Confederate flag.
You know, one team that didn't want Cam Newton and one team that didn't want to have someone represent them would be the one Washington Redskins with Cam Newton. So you saw something this weekend.
By the way, I still don't understand
that. I totally understand it.
I don't. And that, I do. By the way, he's bringing in all of his old people. Did you notice that?
Wait, what are you talking about? The Redskins?
Bringing in all old Panther people, the offensive coordinator, now personnel people.
So what? And that's a Sagui for our next topic.
Want him? They drafted a quarterback in the first round. Totally 100% dedicated to his development Cam Newton. You can easily see that Cam Newton wanted nothing to do with mentoring some young kid. Like, he's not gonna he'll help Jared Stidham out, but Cam Newton is assuming that this is a one and done. Hey, good luck. We'll be best friends because I know you're not gonna take my job, and I know they know you're not ready. So I'm just gonna go ahead and do my thing and leave.
Yeah, I think deep down inside, in the end, we'll find out that maybe Ron Rivera didn't want him. Didn't want him. Because Rivera seems to be getting an awful lot of a clout down there. He, by the way, along with Daniel Snyder, is going to pick the new name for the team. And he can't bring in Cam Newton? So wait a minute. I've got a young kid. We can hold the young kid for another year, Daniel. I know you like the kid a lot. I don't know much about him other than, you know, the scouting stuff that we saw beforehand. I'd like to get a feel for him in camp and in games and find out what he's all about. In the meantime, I got Cam Newton. I can bring in Cam Newton really cheap. You can win some games right out of the gate. And then a year from now, we hand it over to Haskins.
That could be an option, because 2 years on the bench is not a big deal. That easily could have been an option.
So why didn't they do it? They didn't do it because my guess is that maybe Ron Rivera got sick of Cam Newton. Is that a possibility?
Do you remember Cam Newton doing anything that really kind of, you know, was trying to negative?
No, I just don't think think he can play at the same level. I'm not saying that he's a bad guy. He seems to be a good guy, good teammate.
He's never been in any trouble.
Nope.
I've never heard anyone say.
College, he was in trouble in college.
Oh, please. It was like, you know, a hot second. And who doesn't get in trouble in college? Like, raise your hand. I mean, come on. Nobody's going to raise
your hand. I didn't get in trouble in college. You got in trouble in college? What did you do? Oh, reveal it.
Come
right
on.
Now.
Where do we start?
Statue of limitations.
Where do we
start? Out. Go ahead.
Where do
Throw
we start? Acquit it. That's all I have to say. Acquit it. All I have to say is
good
that.
Lawyer. I had a good lawyer.
I did, by the way. I did have a great lawyer. Sure. And my dad was the private investigator for it. So, woo!
So it's fixed. The whole thing was fixed.
Of course it was. Yeah. Get there first. Okay, anyways, let's not get sidetracked.
No.
The fact is that, sure, he could have played there, but I think they decided that they didn't want any, any intimidating presence in the locker room. I don't think they wanted it. I think they want to try and force the issue. He's a first-round pick, early pick. They're going to have him start. So you get a backup that's not intimidating. And then you let Cam Newton come to New England because they weren't going to spend money. They already had money devoted to a quarterback. So the resources were there, and it wasn't a good fit. But that I don't see – they easily could have done it, and the situation could have been exactly the same because Stidham would be in his second year. Haskins would be in his second year. Stidham isn't ready. Haskins isn't ready. But Haskin played in more games. And Haskin's got a new offense, a new coordinator, everything.
And he wasn't real impressive. I mean,
that coaching situation was terrible based on the way it was trending. And basically, you lost a year because all the coaching you got didn't mean anything because you have a whole new philosophy, a brand new way of thinking, a whole new offensive scheme. And you're starting over again.
Well, for some reason, Cam Newton's looking at that stuff. And maybe he's looking at Washington and wondering why Ron Rivera did not at least take a sniff on him. Why Carolina decided they were going to let him go. They had to pay him $16 million. Instead, what they did is they brought in Teddy Bridgewater to give him $22 million a year, 33 guaranteed, and what, $66, $65 million total possible package. That's amazing to me when you think of it, based on how everybody around here is acting with Cam Newton. How would anybody take Teddy Bridgewater for more money than Cam Newton? Why would you do that?
I don't
if you're
think...
Washington, why don't you, if you're the coach who was the coach there with Cam Newton in Carolina, why would you not bring him in for cheap dollars when you had the cap room?
Why would anyone who had the greatest quarterback to ever walk the earth allow him just to leave because they couldn't figure out a way to pay him?
Who?
Oh, you talked about why would they bring in Teddy Bridgewater?
Because Tom Brady is not the greatest quarterback now in the league.
Okay, come on. He's the best quarterback option you had at the time. He's been to 9 Super Bowls. He's won you 6. He's still good.
Because he's 43 years old.
Okay, so you're looking at it saying, you're asking me why wouldn't the Carolina Panthers re-sign him? Beat up. You're acting like teams don't just decide they're done.
Well, I understand.
They're just done. They're ready to move on.
You're making my point.
No, I'm not making your point.
Yeah, you are. I think those other teams look at it and say, he's done. Carolina looked at it and said, he's done. Ron Rivera, who was there at Carolina, goes to Washington and says, you know what? I think he's done. He's taken such a beating. He needs to run to be effective, and he can't really do it anymore. Physically, he can't do it. So in the meantime, we get daily Instagram videos from Cam Newton after his workout. This one's in black and white. It's got shadows on the whole works. And apparently he felt like they left him out to die. Here it is. I'm sorry.
You know what makes this different? Is they ain't never seen this Cam. They ain't never seen him. You want to know how I know? They ain't never seen him. The forgotten Cam, the on Cam, tired of being sick, tired Cam. Felt like I was just left to die. You know what I'm saying? Just, it's over with for him. He ain't the same player. Mm-hmm. I love it. I adore it. I admire it. I want to taste it. I want everything about it.
Dirty.
You know what I'm saying? Because. Ooh,
sounds like
I ain't never seen that me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't waking up energized after a hard day. Like, shit, what's next? Yeah, loving on my kids more. Got more energy. You know what I'm saying? Chosen say, daddy. We going to Charlotte? I said, no, son. It's over with. We got another place we're going to. We're going north.
Poor kids think they're going to New York. God. They have no idea. I didn't tell them.
I gotta start doing these videos.
Oh.
I gotta start doing these. I feel like I should do one of these before every show.
Yeah, film it in the hallway, you know, right after your meal.
Yeah. I laughed at this.
Spit it out.
There's a lot of spitting in this.
Here's the thing, it sounded like porn dialogue for a little bit there, did it not?
Well, to Fitzy, maybe.
I adore it. I admire it. I want to taste it. I want everything about it.
It's gross.
You know what I'm saying? Because I want to taste it. I want everything about it.
Yeah.
I adore it. I admire it. You know what I'm saying? Because.
Come on in here, big fella. Let me tell you, we're about to talk about routes.
There's one thing about talking in the third person, but when you talk in the third person and you mention your name like 7 or 8 times, isn't it a little bit of overkill? I mean, I know people are buying into this hook, line, and sinker. So he's doing a great job of playing the branding game, okay, which Brady got really good at. So he's doing a really good job because I'm watching stuff on social media, and the Patriot fans are eating it up. Does anybody think that Bill Belichick is watching this and saying, oh, great, Cam, honey, Linda, look at this. Cam is really motivated. He's ready to play. No way.
You say no way, huh?
No way.
I have a theory on this. And I feel like it's detailed. And I feel like I feel like.
So let me give you some time so that you can detail your.
Well, there's two aspects of this. One.
I've had a lot of theories today.
I do. I want to rehash them.
Well, I want to taste it. I want everything about it.
I want the listeners to taste it. I want them to know everything about it. Because there's two things. One, I have a theory on your whole will Bill deal with this or not? Will the fans like it?
Okay.
And the other thing, this is the most important thing. A big dose of reality for Cam Newton. He just found out exactly what the Patriot way means. I can't wait to tell you what that is.
All right, we'll do that all coming up next right here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With Brown, they get a $4 million credit on their cap. They had agreed to pay Brown a $9 million signing bonus, but as part of the settlement, Brown will get just $5 from that. And with Hernandez in a long-running situation, the Patriots settle and get a $2.55 million credit on their cap. Patriots now have $7.79 million worth. They have been exceptionally tight to the salary cap for the better part of this offseason. What will they do with the salary cap space now? They need it for injuries during the season and any emergency in-season transactions that they might need to make.
That's ESPN's Mike Reese. So,
but what they do? What will they do, Mikey? I don't know. What will they do?
when the Patriots went out and signed Cam Newton to that colossal deal with $550,000 guaranteed, they had no money. So it was very easy. You go to him and his agent, hey, we got nothing. You want to play football for us, you can resurrect your career. Little did the Cam and his agent know that in the meantime, they were dealing with the grievances of Hernandez and the other one, obviously, with Antonio Brown. And they're clearing up almost $8 million. And they're going to go and sign players right now with that. My guess is they're going to use it and get a few different guys. And it'll be, you know, a low number on the cap number, an option to make a lot more money with incentives. And there's some interesting people, including Jadeveon Clowney, on that list. So do you think Cam might get a little pissed at that?
Oh, would you think this was just a coincidence? It's just a coincidence, right?
Oh, no.
So you've been eyeballing Cam Newton for a while now. You've been kind of waiting for him to kind of get restless, maybe get a little desperate. Well, then sure enough, he agrees. $500,000 guarantee. He can make up there over seven, but that's with a lot of incentives. So, all right. They convince you that they don't have any money. Listen, I want to pay you. You're great. Listen, guys, and then they're right.
How many
right.
times do you think they said that?
I don't have any money. What do you mean? What do you mean? I got nothing. I got nothing. Right? So they're sitting there like, well, hey, what do you mean? I can't pay you anything. You know I don't got any money. So sure enough, he signs.
Guaranteed. You heard that weeks. Over and over oh, yeah. and over again.
Hey, I right. can hear his agent. Cam, I looked into it, man. They are in cap jail right now. They don't have any money. Really? Yeah. You sure they're not just shady? You sure they're not just hiding it somehow? Any grievances yet to be filed or anything like that? Nothing. No. Well, there is a couple, but man, the Aaron Hernandez thing's been going on forever. This Antonio Brown thing, that's not going to go anywhere. If it closes out, you know, hell, it's going to be after you leave. So, you know what? Well, we should probably just do this. They sign you 2 weeks later. I didn't know I had this. Was this there the whole time? I have almost $8 million. Sorry, I can't give it to you now. You've already signed, but I will bring in somebody else, and I'm probably going to pay him more than you.
No.
So you're probably going to be angry because somebody else who's not nearly as impactful, not nearly as important, is going to be making twice the amount of money you make, and it will have less to do with the win-loss than you.
I don't think I've ever seen a more one-sided contract than the one the New England Patriots have with Cam Newton. And I'm talking forever. I can't think of another one where you're talking about a former MVP player, a guy who has had a couple of major surgeries here, three of them actually, but they're claiming he's healthy, he passed the physical, and you're getting him for dirt cheap. You're getting him from a guy that you normally would give a contract to that you're saying to yourself privately, this guy's not even going to make our freaking team, so let's just give him this. That's what they got him for. So the question I have to you is, if Cam Newton goes out there and plays really well, and he's healthy, and he gives you first three games, he's terrific, he's not going to be pissed off looking at how little money he's going to make, because there's no way they're coming back and giving him more money.
I think this is the way grudges are formed. I think this is the way grudges are formed. You know, jealousy, envy.
In any workplace, Christian.
Oh, yeah.
I think when you get somebody that is dirt cheap, that has got great upside, and then that person performs, those relationships always seem to go south. There's always an issue.
All I know is that if I know I'm working harder than somebody and I know they're making more money than me, I usually get pretty angry about it.
Oh, is that why you get angry? Oh,
I usually get pretty angry about it. No, but this is the reality of it. If you have a team where the guys with the best salary, the highest salary, are doing the least, are contributing the least, do you have a tendency for guys to be upset about that and to hold a grudge and to be pissed off about it? But the protection that the Patriots have is that he can get him being pissed off is only going to benefit the Patriots. Because he's not going to, if he needs to play well. So the Patriots are going to benefit from his chip on the shoulder. It's almost like they created it. So they didn't create it, but they added to it.
Yeah, but I worry about it in situations like this where it's so one-sided and he has to get through the rest of the season healthy, and he has to get through the playoffs healthy. And, oh, yeah, even then, the Patriots own his rights because they can slap a franchise tag on him. Okay, or they can do that and they can deal him away, because I just don't see Belichick. And I know people talk about the $115 million they're going to have next year, but they're just not going to spend that much money on a 32-year-old quarterback. I don't care how good he is this year, because you're still dealing with a guy who runs most of the time, and you got to worry about him physically breaking down.
Yeah, but isn't this just this?
He's in a tough situation financially, I think, in this Christian. Cam Newton is in a real tough situation financially.
Well, he can only make. I mean, even if
he can only make $7.5 million, and he's got to be great to do that.
It has to
be great.
Everything has to line up.
Right.
He has to be great. The team has to be great. Right.
And so that's not realistic. Okay.
Yeah, but he could be
good or very good, and even then he's only going to make like $4 million or whatever.
But his incentives, his bonuses are all tied to playing time and percentage of playing time. So it's like 43 at the end of it.
It
isn't. But okay, that to me is the Patriot way of saying, hey, listen, we know you're going to get this. We know you're going to be the starter, but hey, why take any chances? You know, there may be a pandemic. We may only play 13 games. We're going to save money, still be good, still go to the playoffs, yet we'll save all this money. So to me, that is what I thought of when I saw that they freed up a bunch of money. The first person I thought of was Cam Newton. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Now they got money? Now they got money?
So suddenly
they just found money. The money fairy just decided to drop a bunch of money in their laps.
Right. And they knew that was going to be the case. They knew they were going to get something. They probably didn't know what they would end up with because they were negotiating with Antonio Brown. That's why you had Antonio Brown put the picture of him in a Patriots uniform the other day, because he settled.
Did you see? Oh, so he settled, right? Because I was curious to know.
He settled. That's what that was about. So we thought that maybe he was coming back to the Patriots. I saw people say that. So now, in retrospect, we look back at it, and you can see that's what he was pointing
at. Is there a bigger loser than Antonio Brown when you really think about it? When you really break it all down, like how unbelievably desperate he is to gain affection and have exposure.
Well, he needed the $5 million anyway, so that he could pay $4 million, whatever.
Yeah, but
he ended up
still
with, so he could pay that mover. Remember that he?
Yeah, I know, but it's just so he's still tweeting pictures of himself in a Patriot jersey, and it's like nobody wants you.
Yeah, but to him, in his world, he's sitting there going, "I just beat the Patriots. I played one game, and I got $4 or $5 million out of him."
But he didn't, because a guaranteed means guarantee. He didn't get his signing bonus.
He didn't get $9 million out of it. No, he didn't get
$9 million. I think he lost. They won. And they got themselves out of jam, but they paid 50 cents on the dollar?
Yeah, but in his mind, if they have taken it to court and he loses and he gets nothing, you know, I'm sure his lawyer said to him, "Hey, listen, you can walk away with half, or you can take a chance, but you might not win the thing. And if you don't win the thing, you end up with nothing." And so there probably was that fear, and he just took it. But I think you're right. I think that this is Cam Newton just got a first lesson in the Patriots' way. I am not concerned, because I've seen Eric Mangini and others talk about what it's going to be like trying to deal with Bill Belichick and the way he does business versus what it's like in other locations. I'm not sure that's going to be as big a problem as some of these guys are pointing out. What I do believe is a problem is that if this guy has success, you're already seeing it right now with his videos, he has success. And in the first three games, they come out of the gate, and this is the old Cam Newton, and he's making a total of like a little over $1 million base salary. Only half of it is guaranteed. You're telling me he's not going to drop little hints in social media about how underpaid he is? And you can't blame him. You can't blame him. You put yourself in that position. If you're playing great and you're the guy that was the MVP in 2015 and they're paying you nothing, you're not going to be pissed?
See, I you know, you brought up an interesting question, because I wonder, because it defeats the purpose of playing for the Patriots if he's not willing to keep his mouth shut with those little, you know, those issues throughout the season. If he decides to kind of send a cryptic text, a cryptic tweet out about how he's underpaid. Hey, look what I'm doing.
I don't think this
look
was
what
cryptic at all. I felt like I was just left to die. It's
no,
over
no, no.
With,
I'm not talking about that. But
no,
that,
no, no. I'm
that,
saying the same. Just let's say you get the same type of, if he plays like crap, okay, none of that will happen. But let's say he does, best case scenario. Here we go, Luke. Best case scenario for all Patriot fans. He comes out of the gate and he is really good. Do you not think that he's going to throw some of that against the Patriots? And would you really blame him?
Yes, because you knew what you were getting yourself into when you signed.
He had no choice.
You can't do anything about your contract.
He had nowhere else to go.
The reality is that
they left him to die.
That's right. And you know what? And they're benefiting from it. The Patriots are going to benefit
from
it.
This is so one-sided contract. I don't think I've ever seen a more one-sided contract. If this guy is everything that a lot of these Patriot fans think he's going to be, I don't think there's ever been a more one-sided contract. If he is a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League, it's a steal like I've never seen before.
Yeah, and that is why when guys outperform their contract, you know, while they're doing it, as they're actively outperforming their contract that they signed in real time during the season, and then they're looking at what this guy's making this, and he's not even playing. This guy sucks, and I'm making this. This is ridiculous. I can easily see there being some subtle little innuendos thrown out at the media.
And that's
because
here's the difference. That's where it will go south.
I think I didn't really follow, you know, Charlotte papers like you do, the Charlotte Observer. I never really read it. But here, we recognize it. You know, we ask you, we challenge you. You know, we have a follow-up question. now, because you, if we were calling out Brady for kind of subtly throwing out hints, and Brady's were really hard to recognize, I thought. My favorite was the one we always play. If I did this, then I would always, I can do anything I want. That, to me, was the most telling line of Brady's career.
Maybe one day I will be an owner and I can make all the decisions that I want.
If he wasn't sending you a message, I don't know what is.
Of course he was.
It was too easy. But I think Cam, I don't think he's as good at it. I think, I also feel like, there's no relationship history there. So why are you being so polite? I don't think he's going to be as polite.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. If he is really good through the first three games, do Patriot fans actually believe, because the Patriots, as you said, with the Patriots way, snookered him with this deal. They have him.
Oh, he got another one.
Right.
Ernie, get in here. Oh, they fell for it. Hey, break open that bottle of wine. We're going to celebrate. Okay, we got one! Come on, Ernie, let's dance. Ernie, you lead this time.
So does anybody believe that Cam Newton is going to sit there and say nothing and be happy with it? Because think of the future. The future is he has no set deal beyond that. The Patriots control his rights at the end of the season.
I think the question you're asking.
One more thing before you go there. He's sat down and talked with his agent. His agent has got to have been able to say to him, listen, this is the way you get back. This is a good opportunity. We'll get back out of the free agent market next year, and we'll make a killing. Because guess what? The agent has got to tell him. We saw the agent survey in The Athletic today. Okay, they don't trust Bill Belichick. You know why? Because Bill's not going to sign him for a long-term contract. Even if he's great this year, Bill will not sign him long-term.
See, you think, like, for us, you know, we live in the real world. You know, our lives... You know, three months.
The real world's a lot of fun.
Three months, I know, right? 4 months is nothing. Yeah. 4 months is nothing. Like for a football player, it's an eternity.
It's an eternity, right?
And so
he's got to stay healthy.
Mine's less about that. Mine's less about what you brought up. I just wanted to add to it. My question was, so basically, what you're saying is, do you believe that Cam Newton can swallow his pride for 4 months? Can he do it?
No. He would be so vastly underpaid.
4 months.
No.
That's it. It's when you think about it, it seems long. It seems forever.
Christian, you're already seeing it. It's me already. And I'm not faulting him here, because I really think that if he's really good, this is such a one-sided deal, and it's not like they're going to rip it up in the middle and say, Cam, you deserve a lot more money than this. Okay, they may say that to him, but they're not going to give it to him. That's the Patriot way. Well, they're not going to give it to
him. But they have done that to certain players. Hey, you know, they did it with Edelman. They've done it with, they've done it with a bunch of players where it's random. Like, here you go, we're going to give you this money.
Yeah, but he's looking to have a cheap season this year so that he can make $30 million a year next year.
He's not making 30 million. That's the funny part, is that he thinks he's going to make 30 million.
Exactly.
You think he's going to make 30
exactly.
million.
Exactly. He thinks he's going to make 30 million. I mean, he thinks he's going to make an awful lot of money. You know, already, by the way, did you see Jameis Winston apparently not happy with his agent who set him up in New Orleans because he fired the agent already? He got rid of the agent.
Well, you know, because he should be thankful he's got a job.
Exactly.
I could have played for the Patriots.
But that's the thing that worries me the most. So I'll give you both sides of it. I think there's a possibility if he doesn't start this team, Bill does not keep him around. Bill lets him go. Or Bill sees the team lose a quarterback and say, you know what? He's such a cheap deal. We'll deal him away and a team will give us a fourth round draft pick for him. Okay? So, but if Cam Newton is what he was at one time and he can play at a high level, I still am concerned about it. And I know I'm trying to play both ends of this thing.
Of course you are. What a surprise.
But isn't there a concern that you have that if he's really good, this guy who's going to be asked a question many times during the course of the season, how do you like playing at this cheap? He's going to be asked that question. That's how it works.
Well, I would think the first question would be, do you think you've outperformed your contract already? I mean, that's a respectful way of, that's like Tommy Kern question. Hey, Cam,
Do you think you've, you know, outplayed your contract already? It's week four. I'm asking for a friend.
Giardi, what are we doing?
Giardi made me do it.
Yeah, he's going to say, I gave you $1 million in the first game. Never mind the
I think that's going to be a question because.
Yeah, I do.
I do think he's going to 100% outperform his contract in the first 5 weeks.
Could very well happen. Yep.
Yeah, and then you're, and then you know, keeping him grounded, I think is going to be one of the challenges. You know, keeping him grounded and not letting his ego get in the way, his pride getting in the way, seeing other players play worse than him, and then, you know, him not benefiting financially from that. I think that's a big deal. I do, and it's going to sting a little bit. It's going to be eating away at him. And hopefully the Patriots.
Listen, it's human nature. I'm not faulting him for it. It's human nature. He took the only deal he could get. It turns out it was a real cheap deal. But he could outlive this deal very, very quickly. Listen, we're doing it all live from the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Home Studios. Two all-time pieces of audio coming up in Last Call. You do not want to miss it. That is next on Last Call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go. Ahead.
Good.
Last Call.
It's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Where's it gonna f***ing end?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Great time to clean out that garage. Donate the old car to Cars for Kids. Now offering contact-free pickup. Call today, 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Or online at carsforkids.com. I think it's always dangerous when you take a jock or a former jock and put them on a game show. You've been on a game show before, right?
I have. Supermarket Sweep, and I've also been on Storm the Castle, and I actually also tried out for Family
Feud.
Storm
the Castle.
You tried out for Family Feud, yeah.
Good enough
they called us in. It was a work issue, so I couldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
But I could have been on the Family Feud a couple times.
Okay, well, Bruce Smith, you remember him, Hall of Famer, Buffalo Bills, terrific player. He made an appearance on Family Feud.
Oh,
I'm not sure that Steve Harvey and the audience are ever going to forget the appearance of one Bruce Smith.
If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age a kid is too old to sleep with a tent. What the he said? I'm sorry.
We can't go again.
I'm sorry.
Let go. We can't
go
again.
I swear I'm sorry. That just came out. I don't even know where that came from. I was reading the question and then I said, what? Your ass going on YouTube, though. You're going to be the greatest clip ever played. Because Captain Hook replaced his hook with a penis. We need 72 points. If Captain Hook...
Oh, no.
Captain Hook... was moonlighting as a handyman. He might replace his hook with... What tool? You said hammer first. We buzzed you. And then you said, I guess for you, I guess that would be your other weapon.
Well, if I can't use my hook, I tell you what. I bet I got something to get the job done whole time. You use your hook if you want to. Yeah. I'm going to use this here.
The best was Steve Harvey wasn't even paying attention.
Boy, it took him a second. I'm sure somebody got in his ear and said, "Do you realize what he just said?" I love Bruce Smith. It's just like, whatever, you know. Whatever. I'm built different than normal men.
Exactly. So you remember the time that you, me, and Lou, it was awesome. We were down in Florida at Fort Myers, and we did the Red Sox game, the play-by-play. Sure. That was awesome. So Tyler's old station, 10-10, their afternoon show, very similar to what we did, to broadcast from a high school baseball game. So here you go. Here's the Frank Frangie show calling a baseball game.
And it's a lot of fun watching these things. We're having a blast doing it. Crack of that bat. And someone right when Hayes said it, right when we came on the air, someone just nutted one to the base of the wall here. Somewhat similar to that one.
What, you can't say that?
I guess not. Does Frank Frangie sound a little bit like Rich Keefe?
He does.
Play that again. He sounds a little bit like Rich Keefe, does he not?
And it's a lot of fun watching these things. We're having a blast doing it. Someone right when Hayes said it, right when we came on the air, someone just nutted one to the base of the wall here. Somewhat similar to that one.
I'm waiting for the
Your
had
biggest
a lot
takeaway
of fun.
From that is seriously that this guy sounds like Rich Keefe. That's your biggest takeaway.
No, the nutted. It sound like Rich Keefe. So the first thought I had when I heard it at the beginning, before he said he nutted it, I heard Rich Keefe. That's what I heard.
You know what? That was the second thing I thought of also, because it was an older, non-sarcastic. Well, actually, just a sarcastic Rich Keefe.
Hey, Mutt.
Mutt is back.
I'm sad because I missed my friend. I thought that was actually the cut at the beginning, him crying when Holly left. When he
I
cried
was
on
waiting
the air
for that.
It sounds a little bit
that.
Like that.
Yeah, doesn't it sound like Rich Keefe?
Second takeaway there, but you're right about that.
The nutted part was the first.
How you doing, Mutt?
So they nutted you back at 6 o'clock, huh?
Apparently, yeah, I'm back doing the show.
How's it feel?
It feels weird. Weird. I haven't done the show in 3 weeks.
I know.
I heard a lot of Greg Dickerson, Brian Barrett, Rob Bradford, and others last 3 weeks. Thanks, boys, but I'm back for an entire 3 nights. Then I'm with Glenn for a couple days.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You'll be with us the end of the week.
You're going to need a vacation after you work.
I can't wait.
Why are you setting up like that?
Why?
You can nut it out Thursday and
I can
Friday.
Nut it
Trust
right
me.
Out of here. Yeah. I'm going to nut every... I mean, what? Excuse me.
No.
Can
really,
I say
between that and
Well, you said...
Smith.
I heard in the first segment today, you said it's the new... No holds barred Fourier.
Yeah.
Has that guy been here the last
the
4 years? I was going to say, what the hell's going on? I hear that guy 4 hours a day.
I know.
No holds barred Fourier.
You know what? I'm trying to be more respectable.
Just wait till Wednesday, Mike.
Respectable?
That's getaway day. Getaway day on Wednesday.
I'm going to go fishing and go catch some fish.
Ryan, I'm doing the show from home on Wednesday. I'm sorry.
No chance.
I can't commute in. We'll talk Cam Newton to start the show. He's the biggest story in Boston sports. Will that continue to be the case? And then Rob Bradford will join us for a little while here in studio on the Red Sox. Actually, they're planning on a game a week from tomorrow, exhibition game at Fenway Park. Red Sox, and then opening day next Friday. We'll discuss if that's a possibility, all the COVID stuff. We'll start with Cam Newton tonight at 6, back on my own show, Big O.
Hey, it's Rob Bradford. Baseball season here.
Mutt back at night coming up next. Christian and I will do it again tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
The
be there. All right, bring your A game tomorrow, big fella. Stay.
I am absolutely done with this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.